Hey there, brilliant minds. Asher Blake here, and welcome back to The Scattered Genius. Ever feel like you're juggling a dozen flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. But that's the beauty of being a genius, always pushing boundaries, exploring new realms, and sometimes, well, setting ourselves up for epic fails. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, yet often overlooked. Managing expectations. You know, those little voices in our heads whispering, "You should be doing more." Or, "This should be effortless." These voices can either fuel our fire or leave us feeling deflated and scattered. So buckle up, because we're about to decode the art of setting realistic expectations, not just for ourselves, but also for others who might have those unrealistic visions of you. Key takeaway number one, expectations are like blueprints. They guide our actions, shape our perceptions, and ultimately determine our success or frustration. But here's the kicker. Those blueprints need to be accurate and aligned with reality. Ever built a house based on a flimsy sketch? Yeah, not ideal. So, before we embark on any ambitious project, be it conquering that looming deadline or launching a new creative venture, let's pause for a moment and assess if our expectations are grounded in the real world. Key takeaway number two, the world of shoulds is a dangerous place. I should be able to do this effortlessly. This project should take no time at all. These thoughts can trap us in a cycle of self-criticism and disappointment. Remember, perfection is an illusion, a mythical beast that doesn't exist. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate the learning curve, and remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be stumbles, there will be setbacks, but those are all opportunities for growth and resilience. Key takeaway number three, communication is key. You know how frustrating it can be when someone sets unrealistic expectations for you? Yeah. Well, we're not going to play the blame game here. Instead, let's talk about being proactive communicators. When someone hands you a task with impossible deadlines or demands superhuman effort, don't just nod along and silently suffer. Speak up, express your concerns respectfully, offer alternative solutions, and set clear expectations for both parties involved. Key takeaway number four, celebrate the small wins. We're so often focused on reaching that big, audacious goal, and that's fantastic. But don't forget to savor the journey. Every step forward, every hurdle overcome, every obstacle conquered deserves a moment of recognition and celebration. These small victories build momentum, fuel motivation, and remind us that we are capable of achieving amazing things. Key takeaway number five, practice self-compassion. We all have those moments where our expectations get the best of us, when we feel overwhelmed, discouraged, or simply out of our depth. In these moments, it's crucial to be kind to ourselves. Acknowledge your feelings, learn from your experiences, and remember that progress isn't always smooth sailing. Offer yourself the same understanding and support you would offer a dear friend facing a similar challenge. Think about the last time you felt completely overwhelmed by expectations. Maybe it was a project at work, a personal goal, or even just trying to keep up with social obligations. You know that feeling when everything seems like too much, and your brain is running on overload? Well, imagine if we could shift our perspective. Not to make those demands disappear, but to manage them effectively. Instead of letting them dictate our mood and actions, what if we could approach them with a sense of calm and clarity? Picture yourself as the conductor of an orchestra, guiding each instrument, each responsibility, to play in harmony. That's the power of managing expectations, not just surviving, but thriving amidst the symphony of life. So, remember, brilliant minds. Set realistic goals, communicate openly, celebrate your wins, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. Now, go out there and make those expectations work for you. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss our next deep dive into the fascinating world of scattered genius. Share your thoughts on managing expectations. What strategies work best for you? Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay brilliant.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.